Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, and the kid with you here as we get you ready for the Browns and the Rams this Sunday. Last night, Seattle going into San Francisco, not surprisingly coming away with a big victory there. We thought that that was going to be the case when we talked about it last night. Still an ugly game, though.
San Francisco's terrible.
Terrible.
I put them at 32.
And let's start.
And all these articles you're seeing this morning, oh, Seattle got everything right.
Nah.
Let's hold on a second. Seattle stinks also. They're not making the playoffs. I think we both, the Wilhelm and I both said that early on in the season, and I'll stand by it. They are not going to be in the playoffs.
I don't disagree with you, and I thought that it was Russell Wilson continues to struggle and not impress me, which is, a lot of people were ready to say that he was elite, and right, those interceptions yesterday were both awful interceptions.
And how bad are both of those offensive lines? Michael Bennett.
Terrible.
Michael Bennett looked like a combination of Lawrence Taylor, Michael Strahan, and Reggie White all in one game.
All in one play.
Whatever. Yeah.
And San Francisco's line got to Russell Wilson four or five times.
He's the most sacked quarterback in the National Football League, is Russell Wilson. It is Friday, so we've got the Friday forecast obviously coming your way today. We also have Joe Thomas joining the show at 1:30. The Pro Bowl left tackle of the Cleveland Browns will be here at 1:30. We'll talk to him about his show that is taking the internet by storm and also the challenges of going against the Broncos front and now the Rams, one of the best defensive fronts in the National Football League. We also will do a little higher or lower with some quarterback rankings, which I think we'll all have a lot of fun with. We will go into some sound bites from the head coach, Mike Pettine, on the Mike Pettine Show last night. We'll make our NFL game predictions as the kid widened his lead by a few games. Although I'm catching up to you a little bit, Wilhelm.
It's good. It's a long season.
Yeah, but it's a winner-take-all league, so it doesn't matter.
It's true.
It's just pride at this point for me.
Well, maybe pride for you. I'm thinking about some steak.
The kid is thinking about dinner. It's early, the kid. We're not even at the halfway mark. But before we get into all of that, the kid, I want to talk to you about what happened. What happened 6 days ago? Was it 6 days ago?
It's been a long week, I'll say that.
Days ago in Ann Arbor, I was there with you. My first game in the big house. You got to walk down the tunnel onto the field for the first time ever. It was, as the Grizz said, the best day of his life, and there were still 10 seconds on the clock at that moment.
You know, I will say this, and I've been involved in some bad, bad losses throughout my career as a sports fan. I was at the drive. I was watching the fumble. I unfortunately saw the Chris Webber timeout. There's nothing. Nothing. This is the worst loss, and here's why. I'll tell you. As I said to Wilhelm before, as I walked in, it was over. We won. Snap the ball, punt the ball, game over, and as Grizz said, the greatest day of his life. In one foul swoop, it was just like a gut punch that really took me till probably Wednesday to recover. Now, as I always am apt to do, I put a positive spin on it, and I'll get into why and all that going forward, but really it was one of the most brutal experiences involving sports in my entire life. And when this will be the one and only time I address it, as the Grizz and I decided on the way out of the stadium, the game is dead to us. It never happened. It's never to be spoken of again, except for right here, right now. But the positives I'll take away from it is this. After watching us play live for the first time in the Harbaugh era, it's a different regime. It's a different attitude. And you could tell from watching on the sidelines, going from Brady Hoke, who, by the way, Brady Hoke needs to shut up. That guy.
Yeah, why would he say
that guy coached the same team to a 5-8 record that, worst case, will be 8-4 this year. Same players. So he just needs to shut up. But the difference between watching him walk up or waddle up and down the sideline versus Harbaugh is night and day. The train has left the station. Watch out. The blue is coming.
You know what I never liked or respected about Brady Hoke is the fact that he never had a headset on during a football game.
Never.
Never. And Urban Meyer, and I think in some cases, you can even say the same thing here with the Cleveland Browns, that when Jim O'Neill, who's calling a football game and is in his second year as a coordinator, that all passes through the ears of Mike Pettine out into the radio in Carlos Dansby's helmet. And at some point, and I can say he's maybe done it once, maybe he's done it 10 times, maybe he's done it 100 times since they've been together in the last 2 years, but it all passes through and it has to have a level of approval by the head coach to reach the players for it to be executed by the players. And for Brady Hoke to be, he didn't seem to me like a player's coach, like he was up their butts all day. So he's not coaching and he's not a player's coach. Then who are you on a Saturday for 3 hours to your university and your school?
You just watch and see what his career path from here is. He won't even get a job in the MAC. That guy just needs to go away, eat some more donuts or whatever he likes to eat, and shut up. I have nothing for that guy. And I'm not anti – like, I think Rich Rod was in the wrong situation at Michigan, and he obviously didn't help our program.
Arizona.
But I have nothing against Rich Rod. He's a legitimate college football coach. Brady Hoke, not so much. Go away, shut up. That being said, the Blue is on the right path. And
Yes, they are.
And, you know, it's funny because driving up there in the RV, which was spectacular, I was thinking.
How was the drive back?
The drive back was
in the RV.
Interesting.
Okay. Spectacular up. It was interesting back.
No, it was still, well, we were coming to the Browns game, which to cap the whole weekend, we lose on the last play of that game too. But the atmosphere, everything about the Jim Harbaugh era is great. But I was thinking on the way up there, is it really going to be this easy? Is the turnaround really – I mean, I really was expecting to win. And during the game, I'm like, I can't believe this doesn't happen to my teams. If they're going to win, there's going to be pain involved. And then, you know, it was almost like I was foreshadowing in my own mind. And boom, the right cross to the chin. And it really was – honestly, it was hard for me. If I hadn't had a couple of victorious trips to the window this week, it would have been hard to get back into football.
Have you ever been a part of a crowd that reacted? I've tried to describe it, but from an actual Michigan fan's perspective who cared, what was it like in the crowd in those moments?
It was shock. I mean, it was almost like I blacked out almost. I couldn't even, I mean, I just can't even tell you.
I thought it was amazing.
And
it made me laugh and smile.
Of course it did.
Okay.
Even the Michigan State fans behind us, they really didn't even celebrate that much because they didn't even know what
was going
on.
They didn't know what to do.
Nobody. It was like in. And, you know, I think from their perspective, after a while they started hooting and hollering, but it was sort of a hollow victory from their perspective.
Well, sure.
But, you know, there's just really nothing to say about it except I'm sure Harbaugh will make it a teaching moment. And in the long run, look, you know, it took us out of the national championship race, but if I'm being 100% honest, we're not a national championship.
Not with that quarterback.
The quarterback is not a national championship quarterback. So in the scheme of things, it sucks to lose to a rival like that. But I do think Harbaugh will use it as a teaching lesson, and we'll move on from there. And I could not be more excited about the progress and where the Blue is going.
And so as an Ohio State fan, you said something that was interesting to me, that you loved it. And I know that you don't like Michigan, and that's great. But wouldn't you have wanted them on some level? And the answer can certainly be no. But wouldn't you have wanted them to win that game so that when you played, the Ohio State-Michigan game was as big as it could possibly have been again?
Sort of. I mean, I think they're so much more, and the kid made the point, they're so much more competitive, they're so much more complete, they are taking steps in the right direction, and I think it will be a competitive game, and it has been with Brady Hoke in the last couple years.
Right.
So they're inching closer all in all, but you know what? I would have not had it happen to anyone else but them. Like, if it would have been the other way around, you know what I mean? And had you guys been trailing and Michigan State's trying to, you know, whatever, and you guys make the play, I'd have been like, all right.
Also,
you know, I have a respect for both schools. You just, because of the rival between Ohio State and Michigan, it's like you hate them just a little bit more.
But also, you were saying you want it to be a big game for Michigan versus Ohio State from his perspective. Now, Michigan State, Ohio State could literally be 1-2 in the country.
Yeah, but that Michigan State, there was nothing. There's nothing exciting about that team.
There's not. And the other thing is the difference is that if Michigan beats Ohio State this year, it's because Ohio State plays down to our level. We're still not at their talent level. Where it will be interesting, and I think where it will be exciting, is maybe next year or the following year when we have talent commensurate with them. Then it's like, okay, if we win or if we play with them, it's because. Not because they're playing down, it's because we're where they're at. And it's coming. It's coming, Wilhelm.
I'm not scared.
Don't be scared, but it's coming, my friend.
I will say it was a very cool stadium to be at. It was a cool environment.
walking on the field was pretty sweet.
It was neat.
They clear the field right before the teams come on, and you've never met the Grizz. Hopefully someday you will, but he's a legend.
Libertarian.
He's a libertarian and a legend. And
I
so
know
they,
what that means.
They, I'll tell you off air. So they clear the field. They tell you got to leave the field. Somehow he stays there, and as the players are running on the field, he's bashing them on the helmet and clapping. He's like
on
clapping.
The 50-yard line of the field.
As they're running, getting ready to jump up and hit the batter, he's bashing them on the helmet. And the whole field's supposed to be clear, and he's still on the field. It was great.
He even got to slap Harbaugh on the back.
It's good. Something he'll never forget.
He did claim it as the greatest day of his life.
Even after the loss, he said it was the greatest day of his life.
Yeah, except the game is dead to him, and it's dead to me too. So there it is. Now let's move on.
That's like when they bury the tape. They talk about we're going to go bury this tape. You've buried that tape. The problem is you're not going to be able to escape. Did you watch College Game Day the hour before UCLA last night?
No.
They showed the Cordell Stewart. They showed the punt. They showed Weber's timeout. It was like a Michigan montage of pain, which you're normally only you get in Cleveland.
You know what? It's just going to make it all that much sweeter.
It's just going to
when it finally happens, it's going to make it all that much sweeter.
Yes, indeed. By the way, for the Browns injury report for Sunday, Joe Hayden is out. Rob Housler is out. Tashawn Gibson is doubtful, which means he's most likely out. Questionable for the Browns, Tank Carter, Danny Shelton, John Hughes, Marlon Moore, and Craig Robertson. Craig Robertson's made a lot of progress the last 2 days. Mike Pettine said Johnny Manziel will, quote, more than likely be the backup quarterback on Sunday. He said no update from the NFL thus far.
Is it extra bright in here today? I may have to put on my sunglasses. Seems a little bright.
We're cranked up. We're ready. It's Friday.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of those injuries to me may be addition by subtraction. I mean, you know, let's see some of these some of the fresh blood and see what the Browns can maybe Bibbs will get some action.
It could be the debut of Bibtacular. By the way, we got to bring back Bozo the Week this week. So please feel free to make your nominees. I have one that I retweeted the tweet already, so I don't know if you've seen it, the kid. But
if it's somebody talking about Brian Hoyer, if that's what you're talking about, that guy, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, I think he's got it.
How about the punter for the University of Michigan?
Nope, the guy, I got his back. The guy had a great game. He's a great punter. He made an awful, awful play. I got his back.
Could be the safety from the New York Jets who said that preparing for Tom Brady is like preparing for Kirk Cousins.
You know, when are the Jets going to learn? It's like they're channeling their inner Rex Ryan again. How many times do they got to get kicked in the teeth before they just shut up and play?
I don't know. Todd Bowles, they haven't been talkative yet this year. They're playing very good football, though. They are. They're playing very, very good football. We'll see what happens there. All right, when we come back, 216-578-0850, we'll get the phone lines going here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I also want to share a story with you guys both, and especially the kid. I know that you will take a lot of you'll enjoy it, about Tom Brady, the shenanigans of Tom Brady in the locker room. Apparently he likes to have a little bit of fun in the locker room as well. We'll have that all and much, much more when you return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.